morning. This is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. The scripture lessons that I will be reading in a moment are as follows. Zechariah 9, 9 and 10. Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Matthew 21, verses 1 to 9. And my sermon is based upon this morning's gospel. The closing hymn, 158, Glory Be to Jesus. And we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost art one, most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And the Lord be with you, and let us pray. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful of the end of all things, and that the day of thy judgment must come, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here and dwell with you forever and ever. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. And let us confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The readings, once again, are as follows. The Old Testament is Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass and the colt of the foal of an ass. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from river even unto the ends of the earth. So far. The Epistle Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. So far. The Gospel, Matthew 21, 1-19. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then said Jesus to disciples, saying, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them to me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, The Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, sitting upon an ass, the colt and the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitude that went before, and those that followed, they cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So far. The triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem was a cause of great stir. We're told all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? Who is this? And that's always been a timely question. Because Jesus is a key figure of everyone's life. The prophecies gave him impressive names such as Mighty God, Prince of Peace, King of Glory. And finally, in the fullness of time, the King came. But there was very little to indicate that he was the King of Jews. He was a baby, poor, born in a stable. He looked like any other infant. He was weak, helpless. And throughout his life he remained poor. Many hated and despised him. His disciples saw him hungry, thirsty, and weary from work. His enemies plotted to destroy him, and Jesus himself said, You know, foxes have holes and birds have the nests, but the Son of Man has no place where to lay his own head. At the same time, few people understood how he could be a king. And thank God we know and understand what they did not know. We know that Jesus, who was born a true man of the Virgin Mary, was also true God, begotten of the Father from eternity. We know that this Jesus is both Savior and Lord, and that the day will come when every knee must bow before him in heaven and on earth. And we know that he, who once took upon himself the form of a servant, came to seek and to save the lost. He's going to come again in glory, only this time to judge the living and the dead. Again, the day that Jesus made his entry into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" Well, many in our own time do not know who he is. We too would be blind had not God given us the revelation of his Son. The church, in turn, is obligated to tell others that still sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Palm Sunday, in many churches, is the traditional Sunday on which children are confirmed. They promise to renounce the devil and all of his works and all of his ways, and to remain true to the triune God even unto death. Again, Jerusalem was told, "Behold, thy king cometh unto thee." Well, he still comes to us in holy baptism, through which he works the forgiveness of sins, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe. He still comes to us in his holy gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. He still comes to us in the Lord's Supper, through which he gives us his true body and true blood for the forgiveness of our sins, the strengthening of our faith, so we can successfully carry on the struggle against sin and overcome temptation. He comes as our Savior King, and is the key figure, because he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem must have been very impressive, and the reaction of the people was spontaneous. Hundreds crowded the street and spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches and spread them in the way. Many went before and followed, crying out, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Hosanna is a Hebrew word, which means "save now." And how pleased Jesus must have been with that reception. He had not asked them to come. He had not ordered them to cry out. They came simply because they loved him. Here in this crowd were many who had seen some of his miracles, people who had heard some of his wonderful teachings about faith, hope, love, forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life in heaven. You see, Jesus' ears are always open to those who, in faith, call upon him because he is the Savior and the Helper. We too look to Jesus as our Helper. We depend upon him for everything we need for this body and life. Above all, we look to him for our spiritual needs. But not all who were in Jerusalem that day were receiving Jesus joyfully. As a matter of fact, we are told that the chief priests and the scribes were sore displeased with the hosannas of the children. And his enemies were dead serious about it, because just 5 days after Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, well, they crucified him. Now, while there are many today who, with joyful hearts, receive Jesus and his teachings, there are many who do not. Wouldn't it be great if Jesus and his teachings would be received by the world with joy? But many still reject his truth. St. Paul reminds us, he says, "Not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." More important, of course, is the question, how do we receive him? Many people who profess to be Christians give just an impression that they merely tolerate him. They hear his word occasionally. They partake in Holy Communion once in a while. But beyond that, they're really not that interested. Such an attitude is very dangerous and disappointing, especially to Jesus. He says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." And unless Jesus means everything to us, he means nothing at all. He must be the Alpha and the Omega to us. He must be the key figure in our life. "Behold, thy king cometh." God appointed the day and the hour when Jesus shall come again to judge the living and the dead. And let us be ready by receiving now his word and his sacrament, because there will be no opportunity to receive him after he has come again for judgment. Cling to his promise. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. May Almighty God grant this to each of us. Amen. Let us now have confession and absolution. I now ask you before God who searches your heart, do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God and deserve his wrath and punishment? Then declare so by saying, I do confess. Do you heartily repent of all of your sins, committed in thought, word, and deed? Then declare so by saying, I do repent. Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Ghost, you will henceforth amend your sinful life? Then declare so by saying, I do promise. Finally, do you believe that through me, a called servant of God, you will receive the forgiveness of all your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Then as you believe, even so may be it unto you. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church the Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee, and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. Amen.